Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, hope is the desire for and actively striving for transforming union with Jesus and heaven. But many of us, if we're really honest with ourselves, would admit that we don't really want to go to heaven, at least not yet. Sure, we'd probably prefer heaven to the idea of hell or even annihilation, but we're certainly not eager to get there right now. That's why we're all so afraid to die, and why we always try so desperately to delay death as long as possible, which is kind of strange for people who hope, who believe in, who long for heaven. If we really long for union with Jesus, if that's the real goal of our life, then why would we want to delay heaven as long as possible? Have we lost our desire for heaven? And what can we do to regain it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As human beings, our desires are tied very closely to our imagination. But unfortunately, most of us have a terribly impoverished image of heaven. When we think of heaven, we think of a white room or a big choir that sings Alleluia all day long, or a bunch of people playing harps and sitting on clouds. Now, obviously, those images of heaven aren't going to thrill us. They don't thrill me, at least. And they're not going to make us excited about the next life. So we've lost sight of the glory, the infinite delight, the total and perfect happiness that awaits us when we finally come home to God. The New Testament, though, encourages us to use images of heaven that reflect the very best moments of our earthly experience. Jesus presents heaven as a wedding feast. Think of the best wedding reception you've ever been to. Good food, good music, family, all happy to see each other, friends reunited. You know, Teresa, I was thinking of Adam and Rachel's wedding about 1 year ago,
mm-hmm.
where your band played the first part of the music, and that was amazing. Everyone was dancing, everyone was laughing, everybody was having such a great time. I could have done that for all eternity. And that is just such a infinitesimal, is that a word? That's such an infinitesimal idea of heaven. Heaven will be the perfect fulfillment of every good thing you've ever experienced here. It will never end. It'll never be tarnished. You will never get tired. You will never get sick. You will never lose a loved one. You will never fail. You'll never have a difficult relationship. Infinite, perfect, and everlasting delight. Hard to imagine, isn't it? But we need to imagine it so that we desire it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, heaven will be different than earth, no doubt about it. But it won't be completely different, because it will still be the same God who governs it and fills it with creatures that reflect his goodness. That's why Scripture describes the next life as a new heaven and a new earth. So all the good things of this life will be there, but purified and freed from evil and weakness. Jesus, in one of his most staggering promises, says, "Everyone who's given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more. Now remember, all the things we love on earth, every friend or child or sunset or book, we love these because they've been allowed to share in God's goodness. and God is pure goodness. He's the source of all goodness. He's the undiluted spring that has filled all the cups of creation with the goodness that can only partially quench our thirst. So when we reach God, we'll have all goodness and all joy we've ever known on earth, all that we could ever imagine, and scaled to infinity. That's what heaven means. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So we don't have to cling to this life. We don't have to be afraid that by dying, we're going to a lesser world. We're actually going to a richer one. An unborn child couldn't imagine how much richer life is. How much more multifaceted his experience is going to be when he leaves the womb. And we can't imagine how much richer, more exciting our experience will be when we're born into heaven. So ignore the people who say you only live once, because it's not true. You live twice, and the second time is forever. And ignore the people who say you can't take it with you, because actually, all the good stuff, all the joy and happiness, the love and friendship and insight and beauty and achievement and everything worthwhile, we do take to heaven. And we find more of it there than we ever glimpsed here. Don't get me wrong, this life is good. Heaven is unimaginably better. So be excited, not afraid, as it draws closer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So Jesus took examples of the best moments of human life to give us a little sense of the goodness that's waiting for us in heaven. So why don't we do the same thing? Think of the five most wonderful, beautiful, perfect moments in your life. Then thank God for those moments. And realize that those moments were just a foretaste of what He's prepared for you. Imagine having that kind of experience, but infinitely more, and it never ending. That's what's waiting for us in heaven. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? So hold on to that image and strive with all of your being for transforming union with Jesus and heaven above all. And then you will be people of hope. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I want to get your thoughts on heaven in this meditation. But I also want to remind everyone out there, wherever you are in the world, that we are taking a special pilgrimage to France, to Lourdes, and the birthplace of the Rosary, and to the burial place of Mary Magdalene. Yes, the Mary Magdalene. And then we'll go to Lyon, to the culinary capital of France, where one of our special patrons, Blessed Pauline Jericho, where she lived and carried out her mission, but also the Kyrie of Ours and the apparitions of the Sacred Heart and Saint Irenaeus and so many more. So come with us on this special pilgrimage this October 23rd to November 2nd. Wherever you are in the world, we can help you coordinate flights. Find all the details at schooloffaith.com and click on pilgrimages. So Teresa, what are your thoughts on this idea that we have an impoverished idea of heaven, so we don't desire it as much as we should?
I think for one thing, just understanding what is good about this life and knowing that whatever is good here, we will have in the next, but without all the things that here very much dampen it. I think of how many times that something really good for me here is ruined by my physical health. And to be able to truly enjoy all of these things without stress, like the amount of weddings I've gone to where I've talked to the couple afterwards and like the bride will say, oh, I was super sick that day, things like that. And it's so unfortunate, but there are so many things holding back the good in this world. But to know that in heaven we will have that good, but undampened. Because interestingly enough, I actually just came across a strange interview. I don't even know where it came up, but it was such a weird line to hear from someone. It was from someone, of all people, someone doing drag.
Okay.
But this person, for some reason, was talking about heaven, which is why it really caught my attention. I wanted to know what their opinion was. But essentially, they were like, I'm bothered by this whole concept of heaven, or like something after, or an afterlife, or that this world is a waiting room for the next one. Because I feel like that does a disservice, or is somewhat disparaging about how good this life is.
That's true.
But it was kind of hard for my mind to wrap around the thinking in that sense, because the way I see it, it's like, how could something good coming after this make the good that's here any less? Because if I had one really incredible party and then people were like, we're going to do this incredible thing right after, outside of being tired, which is not really the concern, I could only get more excited. But I wouldn't be like, oh, but that's a comparison, or this is so small by comparison. And I think it's actually the opposite. It's not that the fact that this is all to earn heaven makes this life small. It's by the scale of the greatness that we have in this life, we now know how great, or we can begin to imagine how great heaven would be. It's not that all this matters so little because of heaven, but all this matters so much, and it matters so much more because of heaven.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite tell what their thinking was, but it really struck me and made me a little sad.
So what's that lead you to?
I always love that quote that I don't know how to paraphrase it, or don't exactly remember it, all this in heaven too.
Yes, I was thinking of the same one.
Absolutely.
That was it's one of the American saints. I think it was Elizabeth Ann Seton. Elizabeth Ann Seton who said, and this, I think this is the perfect attitude. All this? And heaven too?
Mm-hmm. Like, I was talking to friends after a metal concert recently, and we were all talking about the experience of, we've been taking more time during the shows to just stop for a second and really be present to God and aware of that and really thank Him for that moment. Because it's so easy with incredible experiences to just get so, to just enjoy it and then it passes and you forget. But to slow down while you're in it and really think, I am so happy. I am so satisfied. This is a taste of heaven, and I'm bringing God into this moment.
I think that's the best way to increase our desire for heaven. Just what you said. If all throughout the day we would just slow down, enter into what we're really doing, delight in it, and thank God for it, and then remember, this is just a small taste of heaven. I mean, put the devices aside when you're eating a meal and delight, think about and delight in the food and the people you're with. Delight in the work you're doing. Delight in the walk you take outside and the spectacular green of the leaves. And listen to the birds and look up at the sky.
Essentially, every moment throughout your day, good and bad, can be a way to inspire a desire for heaven and essentially inspire a desire for God. Because even if you're having a moment where pain or something is taking you out of that moment, you can take that instead of being so sad that you're missing out on that moment and think, this is such a beautiful moment, and in heaven I won't be held back from it.
But I think we're only going to get there if we do two things. We got to slow down so that we can appreciate. And you got to get rid of the distraction because we're missing so much goodness and beauty and delight because we're doing everything while we're distracted.
It's true. I think especially the things that we should enjoy most are often where we get the most distracted. Like at a wedding, I feel like I can get distracted by things. Oh, I'm talking with this person, but I really wanted to talk to that person at some point. And I realize that anytime I'm not doing that, then I'm not getting to that objective. And then when we have those objectives, we're kind of distracted even when we're actively there. Or you get caught up in little details in the moment. I wish this was right. I wish that was right. At a metal concert, it's like, you know, when someone real tall stands in front of you and for a little bit you're like, oh, I can't even see. But I feel like it's always a good moment. Just enjoy the crowd for a little bit and wait for the mosh pit to move them.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to remove our distractions because we're missing the goodness of life, and then we can't imagine the greatness of heaven.
Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.